brought to you by Penguin.
Written in Bone, Hidden Stories in What We Leave Behind by Sue Black. Read by Sue Black. The dedication is for Tom, my whole life seeming to start and end with you. Introduction, The Skeleton. Flesh forgets, bones remember. John Jefferson, the writer. It's not only in our brains that the memories of our lives are laid down. The adult human skeleton is made up of over 200 bones, and each has its own story to share. Some will tell it willingly to anyone who cares to ask, and others guard it jealously until a deft, persistent scientific investigator cajoles them into revealing their truths. Our bones are the scaffold of our bodies, and they survive long after the skin, fat, muscle, and organs have dissolved back into the earth. They're designed to be robust, to hold us upright, and to give us form, so it's logical that they should be the last sentinels of our mortal life to bear witness to the way we lived it. We're used to seeing bones as dry and dead, but while we're alive, so are they. If we cut them, they bleed. If we break them, they hurt. And then they'll try to repair themselves to regain their original shape. Throughout our existence, they grow with us, adapting and changing as our lifestyle alters. The human skeleton is a living and complex organ that requires feeding and maintenance through nutrients transferred from our gut via the vast arterial network that surrounds it, with the equally complicated venous and lymphatic networks removing all the debris. Minerals such as calcium and phosphorus and trace elements such as fluoride, strontium, copper, iron and zinc are modelled and remodelled continuously into our living bone structure to create its solidity and rigidity. But if bone were made up solely of inorganic materials, it would be really susceptible to fracturing. So it also has an organic component, collagen, which builds in pliability. Collagen, a protein, takes its name from the Greek word for glue, and it literally holds the mineral parts of bone together to provide us with a complex amalgam that maximises both strength and flexibility. We used to do an experiment in our school biology class which showed the respective functions of these two basic level components. We'd take two bones, usually rabbit thighs, often sourced from my father's shooting expeditions, and burn the first one in a furnace oven to remove the organic element. All we were left with was the mineral part of the bone, devoid of all the elastic components that hold it together, essentially just ash. The bone would momentarily retain its form until you picked it up, whereupon it would suddenly crumble into dust. The second bone we'd place in hydrochloric acid, which leached out the mineral component, and what remained was a rubbery bone shape, drained of all the minerals that had given it its rigidity. And if you squeezed this between your fingers, it felt like an eraser, and you could bend it in the middle so that each end was touching the other without it breaking. Neither component, organic nor inorganic, is on its own fit for purpose. But in combination, they work together to provide us with the backbone of evolution and existence. While bones may look quite solid, when you cut them open, you can see that they consist of two quite different types. Most of us will be aware of this from the animal bones in our cooked meat or those our dogs chew. The thick outer shell, compact bone, has a dense ivory-like appearance, while its more delicate inner latticework scaffolding, the cancellous or trabecular bone, resembles honeycomb. The internal spaces are filled with bone marrow, which is a combination of fat and blood-producing cells. It's here that our red blood cells, white blood cells, and platelets are made. Our bones, then, are much more than just a frame on which to hang our muscles. They're also a mineral store, a factory for blood components, and the protector.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?